Saturday Night Live, that's the theme right there. From an unspecified year, but I'm thinking mid-90s. Mid to late 90s would be my guess, considering I'm a dork. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And then, actually, we just heard that Steve Cochran's a little bit under the weather, so he will not be joining us at 6, and we'll find out who's going to be doing the show soon. So we wish Steve to get well soon, man. Along with Eric. Eric Childress couldn't do the movie reviews this morning. He was sick. What's going on, man?
Going around.
Come on. All right, everybody get better. So Saturday Night Live, Dan and Esmeralda don't know anything about the Saturday Night Live. So I'm gonna fly through some quick, shocking SNL moments. And then we'll throw some questions at him in our SNL trivia game. That is the aggravating SNL trivia game because I get aggravated and they answer the questions. Well, actually, you guys did pretty well the last time out, right? Didn't you guys do well? And did it end in a tie?
I think we got more right than we got wrong.
Yeah.
If that counts as a positive experience.
Well, here are some shocking moments. See if anybody remembers these. I remember all of them. Martin Lawrence gets banned because of his monologue. This was in the mid-90s, mid-90s. He was warned not to do some of the material that he was going to do in Dress, and then he completely threw that out and did like a really risque monologue and then got banned for life.
Do you remember the show? Like that episode?
Oh, yeah. It's the only time he was ever on the show.
Was he any good?
Yeah, he was funny. I remember watching it going, oh.
No, but not the monologue, but like the rest of
the
show.
I don't remember the rest of the show. I don't think he, I mean, I think he was okay. But I just remember the monologue for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson says the F word. That was on an episode of What's Up With That?
Oh.
Kenan Thompson was supposed to interrupt him, and his timing was off. He was supposed to interrupt him. He was just going to go, and then Kenan Thompson was supposed to interrupt him. Kenan Thompson's writing, his timing was a little bit off, and he got the whole word out. And I remember Thompson's like, come on, Sam. Costs a lot of money, man. And that's always funny anyway. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Always gold. How about this one? This is legendary. John Belushi cuts Buck Henry's head open with a samurai sword. He was doing a samurai bit, and he always did it with Buck Henry. Buck Henry was always, you know, Buck Henry always came into whether it was the samurai deli or the samurai this, samurai tailor. And he cut his head open. He swung the thing and cut Buck Henry's head open. And this was pretty early in the show. So the next scene, Buck Henry's got a bandage on his head. And for real, like he cut him wide open. So he's got a bandage on his head. And then for solidarity, six other cast members came out with bandages on their head throughout the show.
Oh.
So they all, okay. It was Chevy Chase on Weekend Update. He comes out and he's got a bandage on his head. And the audience just went nuts. So everybody, all the other cast members at one point came out with bandages on their head. This is legendary. You guys might remember this. Matthew Broderick's nude beach sketch, which said penis more than 40 times in one sketch. Do you remember that one?
No.
It's Dana Carvey, Matthew Broderick, Kevin Nealon, Dennis Miller, John Lovitz, and they're all complimenting each other's penises on this nude beach. The sketch led to 40,000 angry letters from viewers. This was back when people wrote letters.
Right.
You know who wrote the sketch?
Conan?
Conan.
Nice.
Conan O'Brien. Classic. Sinead O'Connor rips up a picture of the Pope. Mm-hmm. This is the one moment that is just was astonishing. Just so weird. Ashley Simpson gets caught lip syncing. Remember that? 2004. Jude Law was the host. She blamed her band at the end.
She's a moron.
And then, oh no, it was acid reflux.
Which still makes no sense. Like what?
Absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Did the acid reflux hit the play button?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. Cypress Hill smoked pot on stage. In 2003, they started off their performances. They've been forever banned too because they weren't supposed to blow weed on stage, but they did. They blew weed, and
what do they expect?
I know.
Cypress Hill.
He lit the joint up on stage. DJ Muggs did, and then they were like, they said, "Wait, we ain't gonna go out like that. You can't light a joint. I'm gonna light it."
It's like a moth to a flame.
That's right. You can't. This is a legendary one too. Elvis Costello switches songs randomly during his performance, and That didn't sit very well with Lauren, so he's been banned. Adrian Brody fakes a Jamaican accent and wears a wig when he introduced Sean Paul.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah, and he's been banned for life because of that. You can't. There's one strict rule about if you're going to host SNL, and I know this. Eventually, you will.
Thanks. Yeah.
You don't stray from what Lauren wants you to do.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, he's a. I mean, if Dr. Evil is based on Lauren,
he is. More the vocal performance than anything. But
I'm sure a little bit of the personality.
He sits on the side of the stage watching the monitor the whole show. He just sits there. And you can't tell whether he's having a good time or not. And then afterwards, maybe people get fired.
Ooh.
So he was not happy when Adrian Brody did this weird Jamaican accent and was supposed to just say, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Sean Paul.
Yeah, like how hard is it? It's one line, guys.
And he went, blah, 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 blah. He's doing a really terrible Jamaican accent. Ugh. It went on for like 2 minutes. I was like, what is he doing? And then finally, maybe if V were here.
Oh,
the band Fear wrecks the stage while performing.
Oh.
The band Fear switched it up and gave a crazy performance at the insistence of John Belushi, who came back, and the whole thing caused $200,000 worth of damage.
Oh, man.
And V knew that.
He did.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready for some trivia here?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we start with Esmeralda. Esmeralda, you ready?
Yes.
This is from the decade of the 70s, before you were born.
Oh, okay.
What product promoted by Dan Aykroyd lets you use the fish, the whole fish, without scaling, cutting, or gutting?
Oh. Oh, wait, I don't have any multiple choice?
No, it's not multiple choice.
Come on.
Dan, do you know this one?
I don't.
I will when I hear it.
It's a blender.
I don't know the name of it.
It is a blender.
That's
yes,
all I know.
But the yeah, he throws a fish into a blender essentially. But
the Blend-O-Matic.
Oh, you're so close.
4,000.
The O-Matic part is right.
The Fish-O-Matic.
Close.
Fish-O-Matic. Fish blender.
What kind of fish?
Trout.
Nope.
Tuna.
Nope.
Salmon.
Big mouth.
Nope.
Oh, bass. Bass-O-Matic.
Yes, Bass-O-Matic.
I remember I've seen that skit where he just shoves it all in there.
Yeah. That's good bass. And Lorraine Newman drinks.
Because isn't that part of the whole, it's that guy who does all the...
No, it's different. That's Norman Wayman. Yeah. No, that's the guy who's like, could you please explain bag of glass?
Yeah,
like
it's supposed to...
Invisible pedestrian is my favorite.
Halloween costume.
Invisible pedestrian. Okay. All right, Dan, you got to do a connect.
All right.
Connect these hosts to each other. Which actor connects Milton Berle with Bernadette Peters? Which actor... connects Milton Berle with Bernadette Peters. And you have your choices are Gary Busey, Richard Pryor, Bill Russell, or Steve Martin. Which actor connects Milton Berle with Bernadette Peters?
It's easy.
It is. I will go with Steve Martin then.
That's correct.
Right? Because of the jerk.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Milton Berle, he had to be connected with Milton Berle too.
Well, yeah, but I only knew that.
Right.
Steve Martin.
Did you know?
Bernadette Peters.
All right, I can tell you the other ones.
I was leaning towards Pryor, and then you said, oh, that's easy. So I'm like, well, it's probably Steve Martin then.
I went with the second half and was like, meh.
Yeah.
He probably did something.
He did.
Milton
Berle was in the Muppet movie with Steve Martin.
Oh, okay.
So they were both in the Muppet movie.
Okay.
All right. I gave you one for Bass-O-Matic, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Because I'm a nice guy.
I had Fish Blender.
Fish Blender.
I mean,
much better name, actually.
No,
fish
you said Blend-O-Matic.
Right, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah. I got there eventually.
All right. Okay. Pick the correct slogan, Esmeralda. This is from the 80s. The correct slogan from a product.
No, oh, not good at these.
Product is Memorex. What is the slogan?
Isn't that real?
Yeah,
it's a real product.
Memorex. Is it a bribe or is it Memorex? Never forget D&D night again, or the only videotape designed to secretly film your neighbors.
Wait, Give them to me again.
Okay. Is it a bribe or is it Memorex? Oh. Never forget D&D night again, or it's the only videotape designed for secretly filming your neighbors.
The neighbors.
No.
Filming. Ugh.
Is it a bribe or is it Memorex?
Man.
Yeah. So. All right. All right. Okay, Dan. Not multiple choice from the 80s.
Okay.
What is the name of the fake program where Fernando Lamas, played by Billy Crystal, interviews celebrities? It's the name of the fake program where Fernando Lamas, played by Billy Crystal, you look marvelous, interviews celebrities.
I got nothing.
Do you know?
No.
It's Fernando's Hideaway.
Oh, you know. I just know of that. I wouldn't have known that name either.
Fernando Lamas. It's a real guy.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. No, that's Fernando Lamas. Lorenzo Lamas' dad.
I was going to say, oh. Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah. Lorenzo Lamas' dad is Fernando Lamas.
Oh.
And I got to say, that's pretty close to what Fernando Lamas was like. He would come out on the talk shows and go, you look marvelous. He actually would say it's better to look good than to feel good. Like, some of that stuff is not too far from what Billy...
Could see that.
Yeah, he's a real guy. You should go back and look at some... Fernando Lamas was hilarious. He was hilarious. His Tonight Show appearances in the 70s are legendary, and that's pretty much entirely what Billy Crystal based.
Yeah.
His version of Fernando Lamas.
Fernando's Hideaway.
Yeah. If you're going to go back and watch him, if you're going to go back and watch the Billy Crystal one, mm-hmm. make sure you watch the one with Hulk Hogan and Mr. T. Because they both break. They're both losing it. Like, Mr. T is losing it during the thing. It's very funny. All right. You ready for your next question, Esmeralda? SNL?
Yes.
All right. This is the 90s. Now, you guys fare better on these.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Connect the actor between... You have to connect... which actor connects Kim Basinger and Mina Suvari? Kim Basinger and Mina Suvari. Vince Vaughn, David Spade, Greg Kinnear, or Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Because you got...
I don't know what for Kim Basinger.
L.A. Confidential.
Oh.
And then American Beauty for Mina Suvari.
Right. Yeah, that was the one. I just, you know, I bet. I bet it all.
Every time you answer one of those, you're just going to know half of it, and you'll just answer it.
Right. Because I assume, I'm like, they can't trick you that much.
Right. Okay, this is Dan, are you ready for this? This is multiple choice, but I don't really think you're going to need it.
Let's hope not.
No, I really, seriously, this is an easy one. When Phil Hartman was playing Bill Clinton, what fast food chain does Bill Clinton stop at during his jog? And I have multiple choices.
Lay them on me. Just
White Castle... Arby's, McDonald's, or In-N-Out Burger?
McDonald's.
Yeah, that's an easy one. You even knew that one right
away. Yeah, now I remember that skit.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, to have the tip of the drink because he started chugging
right.
on the food.
Oh, Phil Hartman. Oh. Okay, from the 2000s. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
From the 2000s, Esmeralda. What mischievous schoolgirl with a head like a bubble is always causing a ruckus like a barnyard hen? What school? Mischievous schoolgirl.
Gilly?
Gilly. Gilly. Yeah, that's
right.
Is
that our theme song or what is that?
Yeah, it's part of her theme song, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yeah, that's one of the slice of lyrics from the theme song.
Interesting.
Yeah. Gilly. That sketch just isn't the same without Will Forte. Like when Will Forte left and somebody else had to go Gilly, it just wasn't as funny. Because Will Forte is a genius.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Last question. And if you get this one right, Dan, we'll once again achieve a tie.
All right.
What medical facility employs Seth Meyers' Nerod as the receptionist with a blonde mullet? What medical facility employs Seth Meyers' Nerod, a receptionist with a blonde mullet? Hmm. It's not multiple choice.
Yeah, thanks. All right. The Mayo Clinic.
No. It's Appalachian Emergency Room. You remember Appalachian Emergency Room? Clearly not.
Not.
I remember it, but I couldn't have told you that that's what it was.
Yeah. That sketch is funny.
Yeah, I won.
Esmeralda won 3-2.
Yes. This is the first time I've won anything.
It's the first time you've won the SNL thing. Well, you know why? Because, like I said earlier, you're eventually going to host. So you're going to have to know.
Good Lord.
You're going to have to know these things.